The Hannah Gray Mayor of Bromley podcast. Championing small businesses. Hannah Gray has been serving the community as a local government councillor for several years. She was nominated to be the 2020-2021 Mayor of the London Borough of Bromley at the height of the COVID pandemic in March 2020. Hannah has for many years been known as one of South London's most prolific small and medium enterprise networkers. Before becoming mayor, Hannah was Bromley's business champion, promoting and helping entrepreneurs achieve their business ambitions. She's now dedicated to helping promote SMEs, charities, and voluntary organizations to learn from their experiences for the benefit of all.
Well, welcome to my podcast today. And I am joined today by Christine Atkinson and Denise Mead-Hill, both talking to me today about the Rotary Work Club in Bromley, which is fantastic. There was a phase one, which was in October to December, and now we're looking at phase two, which started in January. I know that this includes some workshops and some help for people that maybe are thinking they're going to be unemployed or are unemployed. So it's great to talk to you both today, and welcome, Christine.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's great. And I'm really pleased that we're going to be able to talk about this. And Denise, welcome to you as well, of course.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
That's great. And so if we were going to start from the very beginning, Christine, before we get on to the Rotary and the Work Club, which I am passionate about and I think is a wonderful thing for all of the eight Rotary clubs in Bromley to come together. Before we do that, can you just tell me, how did you get into Rotary in the first place?
OK, well, my career took me all around the world and I was travelling with a suitcase for many, many years, which meant that some of my friends obviously didn't know where I was. A lot of my friends actually came from my travels, so they're all over the world. And I realised that when I hung up the suitcase for the final time, it would be quite difficult for me. And I wanted to start also to give back. So a friend of mine who was also in the travel industry suggested that I join Rotary. She's actually based in South Africa, but with Rotary, it doesn't matter where you are. I Googled Rotary, and the first thing that came up was their main charity is the eradication of polio. So my mother, having had polio, this was obviously, I was only 4 years old when she had polio. This was actually of quite big interest to me. So that's how I came to actually join Rotary, but have discovered since then there's a lot more to it than just polio.
Yes, but what a coincidence that is for you to Google it and find that the polio, the eradication of polio, was such a big thing. Until you told me that earlier in our little previous chat, I didn't realise that. But I do realise that Rotary does some fantastic work. I, as mayor, have been to and supported Rotary events, whether it be online or in person when I actually can. It's been a bit of a strange year, as you can imagine. But I've also, before I became mayor, have supported Rotary. And in fact, we have met before in other networking situations, haven't we, Christine?
But Yes, we have.
Let me go to, that's great. And I love all of that networking. But let me go to Denise now. And Denise, tell me, how did you get involved in this? Are you actually a Rotarian or did you get involved because of the Rotary Work Club?
Okay, I'm not a Rotarian yet. I think Christine would have had plans for me going forward. But I was at the networking meeting that Christine attended and that this whole initiative kind of took flight. And so when she mentioned about needing some support, I was only too happy to volunteer where I could.
Well, that's good to know. So, yeah, we go back to the networking where Christine and I have met before, and I haven't met you yet, Denise, but I'm sure we will because I love my networking and I am a huge supporter of local business. I was a small business champion or local business champion before I became mayor. So I think it's so important to give back and to support local businesses, especially now, which leads us on to the work club. So how did you launch this then, Christine? What was the idea behind it?
Okay, well, I think most of us actually in the work club have been made redundant, and I was made redundant. The travel industry obviously was affected by everything that happened. So the first Gulf War, I myself was redundant. And being now sort of responsible for 8 clubs in the Bromley area, I had a meeting of all the presidents, and one of the, and he won't mind me saying this, one of the more mature members mentioned to me that in the 80s, when there was a downturn in business, that they formed a Rotary Work Club, where they actually rented a hall and invited people along. They counseled people. They helped them through this terrible period of their life where they'd lost their jobs. And he said, well, I guess we can't do that, Christine, because nobody can meet face to face. Well, fortunately, and the courtesy of Chandra, who I believe we all know.
Oh, yes.
The Federation of Small Businesses. I'd been networking for quite a long time with the small businesses, which is actually going back to the roots of Rotary. That's where they started with the small business. And I mentioned it. I just mentioned it at the next meeting and was surprised on the chat, the number of people that came forward volunteering their services. These are professional people that are obviously giving up their time to do some voluntary and give back to the community. So we got together, we met together with a number of the Rotarians, and we formed a work club. And I think, in fact, the total time from idea into the first session was about 5 weeks. So it happened very quickly. It was surprising.
That is surprisingly fast. But, you know, when a group of people, such as the Rotarians, get together and decide they're going to do something, they generally do, don't they? And to get the support, I know where Denise says that she jumped into this, is so important. And Denise, your skills that you've brought to the work club, I believe it's in the career and coaching area, isn't it? I mean, that's so important for people who feel vulnerable or who have been made unemployed.
That's right. My background is in learning and development, and I qualified as a career coach through my own redundancy, moved into the people helping area a little bit more closely. And it is very much all about people, because when we're going through such seismic change as redundancy brings on, and as COVID has exacerbated, people need to know where they can get that support from. So my support is intended to help people at the professional level, at the personal level, to make those changes. Yeah. I have a background working across job centres, so I understand the mechanism that operates there, I've worked independently and with businesses as an outplacement consultant.
That's so important.
Happy to be able to offer that to others who are going through this challenging time.
That skill set is so important, so important. So tell me, Christine, what kind of workshops are they? I presume they're online, they're on Zoom, are they? And how do people, what kind of workshops are there, and how do people register to get on and get the help?
Yes, they are. Everything's on Zoom. Goodness, what would we have done during this time without Zoom? Everything's working on Zoom. It's wonderful. Basically, what we did, we had a meeting with the professionals that had come forward. We had a meeting with the Rotarians, and then the professionals met together, sorted it out themselves, because they sort of cross over, I think, a little bit in their careers. And then they came back, I mean, so quickly. And our first session was to get the mindset correct. So we have a getting back on your feet with Zeenat Narani. She does a great job in setting the mind to go out there and find a job.
Don't want to interrupt you too much, Christine, but that name's familiar to me. Has she just started a radio program?
Yes, she has. And in fact, I'm on that one next week.
Yes, she has. I've met that lady. She is, Zeenat, she's lovely and really very positive. What a great start. Yeah, that's brilliant. So that was one of the first ones, was it?
Yes. And she's absolutely, again, like Denise, she's very, very supportive. I mean, absolutely fantastic. The next one was with Pat Rosser, who actually is not just a careers coach, which obviously helped us, but also Rotarian. So she has two hats on. So that was a good idea as well. And so she is responsible for Write a Killer CV.
Oh, yes.
We had five basic ones. So the next one was Job Search with Denise. Mead Hill, which is fantastic. And then we had interview skills with Liz Hamlet, who Liz actually is, you know, she's sort of not coming through to the second session, but we're still very much in touch with her, but extremely supportive. And then the next one was start your own business for anybody that felt, you know, capable of being able to do that. And that was Darren, who's also done a lot of our PR for us.
Yeah,
and
Darren
really
Wheel.
Helped us with promotion. It Darren Wheel, exactly.
He's another name that I know so well from the past and from my small business, local business area, and something I definitely will get back into again more and more once I've done my mayoral year. Yes, he's a great advocate of making sure that people all work together. There are a number of big names out there that just keep reoccurring, Chandra being one of them, of course. And tell me, did you do some LinkedIn work as well? So the social media, but the Twitter and the LinkedIn being very business focused, was there some help on that as well?
Well, Rotarians are not, they're getting there, but they're, you know, not totally social media savvy. But yes, I'm now on LinkedIn, which is a great avenue for this. We've also got Facebook, but we had another one of the Rotary clubs because I split up we tried to split it between the Rotary clubs. So one of the Rotary clubs, all the information is on their Facebook. We've got another one where we've got, two of the Orpington clubs, that we've got what we call the admin team. So they take the reservations from the people that want to attend, and then, you know, they sort of do all the administration going forward on it. I've got them all involved.
Oh, that's so good. So if somebody wanted to book onto a course or onto, one of your Zoom events, are they repeated or are they just set in a diary? Or maybe could they go and see the professional afterwards if they maybe missed a session and they wanted to do their killer CV and that one's already gone? How would they do all of that?
Okay, if they wanted to join us, okay, and we've just had the first session of this next project two, but they can join us. Even if they want to come along next Tuesday, where we've got the session on a new one, actually, that we didn't do last time, on sorting finances with somebody else you may have heard of, Richard Cox.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be giving us that sort of, because sorting your finances is really difficult. Obviously, that's another concern if you've lost your job. So he stepped forward. It's quite amazing. The number of people that have stepped forward since this started, particularly from the Federation of Small Businesses. So they would just want to join us, just go to rotaryworkclub@gmail.com. Or if they want to check out some of the taster sessions, they can go on to the Rotary Club of Bromley, and you'll see some of the tasters on there and a lot more information.
That's so good to know how to get there. So tell me, Denise, what would you be covering? What will you be covering in your sessions?
Yeah, in my sessions, the session refers to job search, and I call it job search success because it's looking at how you can adopt a positive and proactive approach to job search. So thinking about developing a strategy, having an overview of the job search tools that they can use, how to use networking as part of the job search element, accessing the hidden job market, because not all jobs are advertised on the jobs boards or in the newspapers or even online these days. So it's really adopting that dynamic approach to job search to help with ensuring that you get access to the opportunity to present the skills clearly in front of an employer or a recruiter.
Hidden jobs. Where are those hidden jobs then, Denise? Have you hidden them all under a big cloak somewhere, like a magic cloak in Harry Potter? So where are the hidden jobs? Would I guess that that's maybe people who haven't advertised them? It's word of mouth. It's getting to know someone and them knowing your skill set and thinking, actually, you could come and do this for me. Am I going down the right road there?
Yeah. It's very much so. Very often, sometimes, if it's a small business, they may not have the resources to advertise on the big platforms. So the job may be available, but if the employer hasn't you know, put it out on the job portals, then it's difficult to find it. Whereas if you made a phone call to that employer, they may be able to say, oh, we have an IT job or data analyst role or marketing role that we're considering. You know, let's have a look at your CV, or let's have a chat about it. So there are various options that people can use.
Yeah, I was also made redundant, so that makes all three of us. And the help wasn't around at that time, and you just feel as if the rug's being taken out underneath you, don't you? And if you're running a small business as well, and it's getting tough, there looks to be, you know, a lot of help with the Rotary Work Club, with the finance. I mean, if you're already running a business, you still need a finance. If you're already running a business, you still need to get your mind in the right place, don't you, to be able to. We're all feeling a bit low from the COVID-19, and some people are feeling worse than that because they've gone through bereavement. And to be able to get yourself back on your feet again and find the positiveness, I think I made that word up, in the world is really, really important. And to find a positive group of people to get together and do this is great. So you said there's 8 Rotary clubs in Bromley. I didn't realise that, Christine. 8. And how many members does that mean, roughly speaking?
Oh, goodness. They vary. Some have got, obviously, more members than others. Some have got 40 plus. I think one club has got 50. And some are a little lower, let's say. Some are sort of 20 and under 20. But we are trying to expand our reach and increase our numbers all the time. It's a bit, everyone says it's a bit difficult during COVID to do this as Rotarians, but it's amazing how we found ways. So, we're managing to work around it and find ways. Going back a little bit to the clubs, obviously there are some people that, you know, want to maybe start their own business. So we've actually even got that as well with Darren Wheel, and he's also very nicely doing a lot of our PR for us.
Yes, I went to an event before Christmas where it was a craft fair, Christmas craft fair, and I went round to every stall. It was when we were allowed to, admittedly, you know, keeping our distance with our face masks. You know, I kept to all of the rules, of course, but I went round to each stand, and I tried to purchase something from every stand as best I could, because it's a supporting local businesses. I was astonished. I would say 80% of those stalls were run by people that had just started their business. They'd pivoted their business, or they were doing something completely new because they were stuck at home and they were giving it a go. And, you know, it's difficult to keep your business going. You have to go through your first year and your second year. But they were so determined, and they were all supporting each other and sharing the knowledge. And I think that's something that we get from our networking. We're obviously all networkers. And that share of knowledge from givers, because I'm also a member of BNI, which is, you know, another great group that helps to give referrals to each other. So it's so important to be surrounded by that positive nature. And having been to some Rotary lunches, tell me, I don't know if everybody knows about this, but there are Rotary lunches that do some meet in the evening as well as lunchtime, and they meet at different days of the week, don't they? So
they do. We don't have a breakfast one in Bromley, although who knows, we could have in the future, but some of them meet at 7 o'clock in the morning for breakfast. We have 2 in Bromley area that meet at lunchtime, and the rest do meet in the evening. So we have Beckenham and who's the other one? Bromley. Beckenham and Bromley Rotary, they both meet at lunchtime, and the rest of us meet in the evenings.
Yeah, so there's plenty of spec for people to join, isn't there, once you can meet up again? I mean, can people join now, even if you're not meeting in person? You're still having your Zoom meetings. They could still have that camaraderie and connection with people rather than being maybe a little lonely on their own.
Absolutely they can. I've had one or two applications, and I've actually, you know, sort of introduced them to different clubs until they get comfortable in where they would like to be. And there are a number of clubs that have actually taken on new members during this time of COVID. We recommend that they do go for quite a few meetings before they make a decision. But yes, there's been quite a lot of recruitment during this time.
Yeah. And Denise, I think they have their eyes on you to join. It's something I will do, you know, at some point when I've got some spare time. I don't know when I get it, but when I've got some spare time, I think they've got their eyes on you, Denise. But going back to you, Denise, when Christine said the professionals got together and planned it out and decided on what they were going to do, I presume you were part of that decision making and planning. How did you decide between you what courses you were going to do or what workshops you were going to run? And did it matter if they crossed over a little bit between your professions and your expertise?
Yes. I mean, I think the way that I saw it was that our expertise augmented each other. So there was a lot of synergy. And we just decided that wherever we felt that, you know, we had resources already available, that that would be something that we could draw on. I focused on job search because mainly I've supported individuals through at job centres with their job search initiatives. And independently, I've run workshops for people who have been made redundant. So I had quite a bit of resources there to draw on and help people to, you know, use something tangible to move forward.
So what, but, would be your top tip then? Sorry to interrupt you there, Denise, but what would be your top tip? Your top tip for a person that has been made redundant? What would you say? What would the first thing they've got to do?
Yeah, I would say know yourself, know what your values are, know what you're focusing on, what strategy you know you're going to bring, what strengths are you going to bring to the new employer, because as you have developed your skill sets in your existing role or in your broader experience, there's so much that you could bring together and distill that into a package that a new employer would find attractive. So really taking the time to, you know, understand what is it about me that I would be able to bring to a new employer and that would be a good fit with that role. And then what are my values? What are the things that, you know, would help me to feel that I'm doing a good job for this new employer going forward?
Yeah, so know yourself and know how you're going to bring a benefit to your employer and believe in yourself as well. Yes. I mean, that would be something when someone's been made redundant, wouldn't it? But believe in yourself and don't lose that belief, I think. And so all of you professionals got together and decided on this program, on this work club program. If someone's missed a session or they can't get to a session when it's planned, is it possible for them to have individual coaching with each of the professionals? Would that be possible to put them in touch in some way? Denise?
Yes.
Well, we do offer follow-up sessions, yes. And the individuals are quite welcome to contact either of us, who whether or not we're the ones who've delivered those particular workshops, or if they have an interest in any of the other programs that we're running. The access, the resources are there to support them in that way. In fact, going into the second phase, we have a series of coffee mornings where individuals can come and share any concerns that they may be having, anything that they're struggling with. And those are facilitated by myself and Pat, who is the other Rotarian and careers advisor. So we would be able to answer any queries that they have and signpost them as see fit.
That's really good, because I was just going to say to Christine, surely if someone's missed the boat and they haven't managed to get to one particular workshop, there must be a way. So the coffee mornings sound like a great idea for listening as well to what people actually need to know and what they're concerned about. So, Christine, would you be going to the coffee mornings as well?
Yes, I do, actually. I don't say much. I do sit and I do join the coffee mornings. They have to bring their own coffee, of course.
Well, they can't turn up in flesh at the moment, can they? So it's coffee morning in your own kitchen. Yeah, but exactly. At least you've got the community together on the Zoom, haven't you?
And it's also a continuity. You know, if they've been to one session, like, for instance, ZNAT session has taken place, and the next coffee morning will be with ZNAT. So if they've got any questions, any follow-up, she will be there, and Pat. And so it will happen with Denise and the others as well. So it gives them a continuity.
That is so good. That is so important. I can't stress enough how important community is right now. I mean, I've been very lucky in the fact that when I have been able to get out, or whether I've done it on Zoom or other platforms, I've been able to see the wonderful volunteers we've got doing amazing work, and Rotary's part of that, of course, to going out and supporting vulnerable people, getting their medication, getting their food, spending few minutes or hours even on the phone talking to them, and making sure that people aren't left alone during this time. It's terribly difficult, and we really do need to sort of soldier on and try and keep everybody's spirits up, because thank goodness we've got the vaccines. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just need to hang on in until we've managed to conquer this thing enough. And look what's happened with polio. So you've managed to do it with polio. We can carry on and do it with COVID as well. I'm sure we'll get it. One hasn't beaten us yet. My son said this to me the other week. He said, there isn't a virus that's beaten us yet, Mum. This isn't going to beat us. It's just made it very difficult for a lot of people. That is such a shame. Such a shame. So are you both local girls? Let me ask you that. So, Christine, are you a local girl?
Yes, I'm from Beckenham.
Oh,
and
good.
I found out the other day that I'm just around the corner from Denise as well.
Another Beckenham girl. That's good. So are you managing to get out and doing your 1 hour walk or whatever you're allowing yourself to do? Or maybe just a little bit of a stroll around the block? Are we getting out, both of you? Christine?
I'm guilty. I'm not. I should be, but I'm not, I'm afraid. I don't know if you know, but we have now got a call out as well to help with the COVID admin and the administration, et cetera, et cetera. So that is also, you'll see a lot of Rotaries at the Rotarians at the various COVID vaccination centres.
I didn't know, but I'm not surprised. But
I know Denise is. She's much better than me.
Are you a runner then, Denise?
That's right. As you know, in Beckenham here, we're surrounded by lots of local parks. And I'm really fortunate, and that's something that I've become more thankful for in lockdown, that I've got easy access to our local parks here where I can go for my walks, and I've restarted my running. So, yes, I've been really, scheduling time to take me away from the screen as well. With so much Zoom contact, you do need that break just to reconnect with nature.
Oh, I think you do. I tried that couch to 5K the first time round, and I got to about week 5, and then I managed to twist my ankle. So unfortunately, I ended up back on the couch. But I might give it another go. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think everybody is coming together and everyone's trying to help. And I'm not at all surprised that the Rotarians have been called upon to help with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in some shape or form. It's really important. And obviously all of the networking that we do. So, and Denise, you do other networking, do you? Where do you network? Where are the networking groups? Well, when you can, where do you go?
In the person ones, we used to have the Bromley Ladies Who Latte group, which I attended quite regularly. Now they're all online, of course, just like most other ones. We have a BR1 networking group, which is Bromley based as well, when we're meeting in person. Beckenham Business Association. They are, the backdrop for businesses here in Beckenham, and I'm a member of that one. So I attend those quite regularly.
Oh, they're all very good ones. Yep, I know all of those. I think I've been to them in some shape or form. And Christine, have you got time to do any other networking? No.
No, Darren did try to get me, to go to BNI. It was 6:15 in the morning. And I was like, oh, You can take me to a meeting at 10, 11 o'clock at night or even 2 o'clock in the morning, but 6:15 is a bit early. So but I might go back.
Yes, he probably invited you to Lightning, which is one of the groups that I actually started. So it's a really good group and full of very positive people. And again, they all cross over. They all know each other and everybody helps each other. And yeah, I think you'd be surprised not to find some that will join the Rotary. I was really interested the other week and spoke to the Sauropodists. Now, you may not have heard of them, but they are ladies who whose mission is to make sure that all young women are educated. And they were really interesting to talk to. So you need to look that one up as well, because I'd never heard of it. They've been going since the 1920s or something, really. And to help, not just in this country, but all over the world, to make sure that young ladies are educated. Soroptimists, that's it. Soroptimists. That's difficult to say sometimes, but you know, they're really lovely and really enthusiastic. So there's another one for you. There's so many of these wonderful groups out there where people are really, really helping each other. So let me see. Let's try a little quirky question for you before we finish. I did tell you I wasn't going to ask you a quirky question, but let me think of a kind one. What are you most frightened of, Denise? What are you fearful of?
Not much, actually. What am I most fearful of?
Mine would be heights. I'm very frightened of heights.
Yes. It's claustrophobic. I wouldn't say it was something that, you know, really freaked me out, but I don't like enclosed small spaces.
Yeah. I was talking to...
I'm an expansive person.
Yes, well, yes, you can hear that. You can hear that in your voice. But I was talking to one of my colleagues, my BNI colleagues today, and he was talking about a flotation tank. And you go in there and it's so full of salt that you have a sense of weightlessness, but you're in a tube and they cover over the top. So you're actually in a little pod. Oh, I didn't like the sound of that. I like the idea of being weightless and having all the worries of the world disappear for a little while. But I'm not quite sure I'd like to be in a little dark pod. I don't think that suit me at all. Christine, what are you fearful of? Are you fearful of anything?
Yeah, you've pretty much covered it. Because I mean, my first reaction would have been heights as well. But anything that's enclosed, those people that go down caves and they don't know where they're going and what they're doing, and miners that go down through tunnels, I wouldn't want to do that. So probably heights and caving.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that one. But I mean, the question, as quirky as it is that we all need to face our fears sometimes, don't we? That all sounds terribly profound, but we do. And it's quite good sometimes to think about, what am I actually frightened of? And if you can say, well, I'm not frightened of talking to people, and I'm not frightened of asking someone for some help, and I'm not frightened of admitting maybe the things I need to improve upon, because often, you know, failure is quite a good thing because you learn from it and you won't make that mistake again. You may make other ones. I do regularly, but you hopefully don't make the same one again. But it's quite good, in all seriousness, to look at things that you're frightened of and then look at the things that you're not frightened of and the things that you really enjoy. And then make an effort to have a little look at the things that worry you. See if there's a way you can overcome those. And seeing as I'm not going to be a parachutist, height, I don't think it's going to worry too much. But, you know, have a little look at those things and then have a look at the things that you thoroughly enjoy and see how you can match that with what you want to do. And if people can end up earning a living out of doing what they love doing, and you both obviously love what you do, whether it be in the Rotary or whether you be coaching, you love what you do. You can see you have a passion for it. And I think Bromley's very lucky to have both of you. So thank you both for joining me today. I've really enjoyed our chat. And so to finish up with, I think we'll come to Christine. Tell us, Christine, how people can get hold of you, where they go on the web. Is there a phone number or is it just an email address? What can they do? And I'll make sure it's also on the podcast underneath in the titles. So how can they get hold of you?
They can go to rotaryworkclub@gmail.com if they're interested in the Rotary Work Club. And before we go, I'd just like to add a very important point, actually. When we were having a discussion a few weeks ago, one of the Rotarians' relatives goes to search and rescue once a week in four. And apparently, 1 week when he was working the last time, he was called out to a number of suicides of young men that had lost their jobs. So this is what we're hoping we can help people not go that far and not get that depressed.
Yeah.
And the other way you can contact me if you wish to directly, you can email me on Christine, ATKNS@AOL.com.
That's fabulous. And Denise, do you have an email address that people could contact you on if they wanted some business coaching?
Yes, they definitely can get in touch with me. My business is called Transitions Career Management and Training, and you can contact me, denise@careertransitionsdmh.co.uk.
Fabulous, girls. And so, Christine, was there one further thing?
Oh, I was just thinking maybe a better email might be rotarynorthbynorthwest@gmail.com.
Lovely. Well, I'll put all of those on the summary that goes with this wonderful podcast so that people will have an easy means of getting hold of you both. And thank you both very much for your time. I'm very proud of being Mayor of Bromley, especially when we've got people like you out there helping our general public, helping our community and making it a better place. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.